Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where
peepers, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how did they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get to be that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I gotta put my cheetahs on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Cheetahs on, jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? All those weepers, how they hypnotize.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting of Monday, January 13th, 2020. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin with the roll call of the Planning Commission.
Commissioner Fuller.
Present.
Commissioner Maynard.
Present.
Commissioner Sheeler.
Present.
Vice Chair Miller. Chair Smith.
Present. Thank you. And next is our public forum. And this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak on any non-agenda items. Do we have any speaker slips for public forum?
No, Chair Smith.
Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to speak at this time on public forum? Okay. And then I will close the public forum. Do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair. We have one minor adjustment to item B1. The APN number is stated incorrectly in the agenda and the staff report. It is stated as 065-080-041. It should be 065-090-041. So we'd like to make that correction to the agenda and the staff report.
Great. Thank you for that. Okay. And next we'll move to our administrative agenda.
Now, item A1 is approval of the Planning Commission meeting minutes of December 9th, 2019.
Okay, any discussion or comments on the minutes? Okay, I see none. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion to approve?
Mm-hmm. I second.
Motion to approve, I have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, our minutes are approved. And next we'll move to our public hearing.
Item B1 is a public hearing to consider case number 19013-TEX, time extension request for Cottage Medical Office Building Project, formerly Samara Medical Office Building Project.
Thank you. Okay, this is a public hearing. The way we've traditionally conducted our public hearings is that we'll begin with a staff presentation. And during that time, if commissioners have clarifying questions or comments, that's the time to ask them. If there's a presentation from the applicant, we'll take it at that time. Then we'll solicit any public comment. And then after public comment, we'll move into deliberations and go from there. I guess starting off, do we have any disclosures of any ex parte communications or site visits?
When this came before the Design Review Board approximately 5 years ago, I was part of that review and I made a recent site visit.
No disclosures.
Let's see, I have no disclosures, no site visit.
No disclosures.
Okay, thank you. So we'll go ahead and begin with a staff presentation.
Okay, thank you, Chair Smith. Commissioners, Happy New Year. Wanted to start the presentation tonight with some clarification for the staff report. And thank you, Mr. Imhoff, for stating the correction on the APN. But also I wanted to point out some clarification on page 6 of the staff report. That's the last bullet point at the top of the page. This is regards to the landfill diversion goal. I got some further information from Public Works on this item. The 65% diversion goal applies to construction waste only. So that would only apply then to condition number 34, which is about the waste reduction and recycling plan. Again, that's for construction waste only. So I got that this afternoon from Public Works on that clarification, so I wanted to start off with that. So I'll go on with the slideshow here. This is a time extension for what's now called the Cottage Medical Office Building. Some of you may remember it was formerly known as the Samara Medical Office Building. It's now owned by Cottage. So the project location here on the map is south of Hollister Avenue. It's at 454 South Patterson. This is across the street from Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital. There's an existing building on the property, which is here with the white roof. And the approved building is would be right next to it there in the hatched red. So this is a interpretation of the elevation. So the in the foreground here is the approved new building. It's yet to be commenced construction. So it's still part of the parking lot for the existing building, which is in the rear back here. So the original project received approval on February 24th, 2014. And like I mentioned, the construction has not yet begun on the property. In accordance with adopted conditions of approval with the entitlement, as well as zoning ordinance regulation, the approved entitlement would expire 5 years from the original approval date unless an extension request was submitted prior to that expiration. As such, the applicant submitted an extension in a timely manner on January 31st, 2019, prior to the February 24th, 2019 expiration. So the conditions, more specifically, the conditions would allow for a one-time, one-year extension. The zoning ordinance goes a little further and says that the zoning ordinance, or that the DP shall expire 1 year from the date of the extension was granted, or 2 years from the expiration date of the original entitlement. So 2 years from the original entitlement expiration would be February 24th, 2021. So justification for their request, staff felt that there was reasonable justification for the extension due to the change in ownership, which occurred very close to when the original entitlement was to expire. In addition, further justification, staff felt that because they're not proposing any changes to the original approval, that would be further justification. It should also be noted that out of abundance of a caution, staff required that the applicant provide updated traffic analysis, which that analysis did not identify any new traffic impacts based on current traffic volumes. So as such, the time extension then is statutorily exempt from CEQA as there is no possibility of environmental effect. It should be noted that the M&D from the original development plan is still valid and in effect. So staff then is recommending that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution approving the one-year time extension. Thanks for...
I have a question, Commissioner Maynard.
Just a very brief question. On page 12 of the recommendation, it says at the very top of the page, granting the one-year extension will allow Cottage Health to complete the LUP. And I didn't know if that should be modified just for accuracy to say to complete the LUP and substantial construction. I understand with the time extension, they still have to complete substantial construction by February 2021 in order for the one-year extension to be valid. Or does this one-year extension just mean that they have to do an LUP and not the construction element?
The LUP would need to be approved and vested. The LUP is vested by substantial construction.
Okay. So should it say to complete and vest the LUP, or I just don't know if we need that language in there.
It's to the board's pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair and Commissioners, we would not typically include that language. So the language as stated is the standard language we would use, and vesting is implicit in that language.
Commissioner Fuller.
I'm just curious. The request for a time extension was a year ago, and we're now looking at it. So what's been the delay in getting to us?
I can answer, Chair and Commissioners, I can answer some of that. They had submitted the application and were mulling over the potential option of changing the project at some point, but they ultimately decided not to. Then from there, it was basically the applicant was producing the additional traffic analysis that had been requested to reflect the current volumes.
I have a follow-up question. Is it the later of 2 year time extension, or the later of 1 year or the earlier of 1 year from the granting of the extension?
Good question, Chair and Commissioners. Yeah, it's 1 year or no longer than 2 years past the original expiration, whichever comes first.
Okay.
So if we were to approve the time extension tonight, today, they would get a full year. But if we were to approve it sometime after February 24th of this year, they would get less than a year.
So it would expire on January 15th of 2021?
13th,
right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Commissioner Sheeler.
Thank you, Chair. I have several questions, and I wanted to start off by saying this seems pretty straightforward and a reasonable request, but at the same time, I'm always concerned about establishing precedents and creating future expectations. So we've already gone through a process called our discussion in the new zoning ordinance about vesting, and we've looked at the cumulative project list and seeing how many projects are still out there that are in a state of ready to come forward. And they've already been seen before, and their time clock is running out. When I look at good cause, I'm not sure what the definition of that is. I guess it's open to interpretation. For me, when I would look at what would be considered a good cause, and this is an exhaustive list, and feel free to correct me, would be in the midst of an economic recession, inability to produce your project within the 5 years that you've been given, a local emergency or disaster, new or significant site issues that weren't available before, perhaps even for the applicant, health issues or something that derailed their project, or maybe a change in community needs and priorities. Those to me would all warrant consideration for good cause. But for me, when I just see a change of ownership, somebody who's held this entitlement for 4 years and now at the near the 11th hour is moving it on to somebody else who's going to take it over, I'm just wondering if that's really a good cause. So my question for staff is, would you be recommending a time extension if this proposal was for any different kind of land use? The fact that it's a medical office building, dental building, I think is a community asset, but does it make any difference what the proposed land use is as to your application of justifying a good cause?
Chair and commissioners, I'm not sure I understand your question completely, but the fact that they're not changing the project description of the original entitlement did play into the factor of our determination for
good cause.
Good cause.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. Would, if for some reason this project is unable to meet this timeline, will staff, based on that or any other justification, be able to grant them another time extension? Or is this a one-time only situation?
Chair and commissioners, by condition of approval and zoning ordinance, it's a one-time deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So those are my questions about the process. Now I wanted to actually talk a little bit more about the project itself. Will this project conform to the Title 24 that was in effect upon its original approval, or to what's, or to a new version of, or current version of Title 24?
Chair and Commissioner, a little out of my league, more of a building question, but I believe that it would be subject to the current building codes, and Title 24 is part of that.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. And will it also conform to the current city development impact fee structure versus the one that was in place before?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because this is coming forward at this point in time and we haven't adopted yet our new zoning ordinance, this doesn't have to conform to the new zoning ordinance, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
They are fully entitled as of now.
Would you happen to know, I noticed in the report it talks about a maximum height of 35 feet, and that's what the parapet walls are. Is this, if the new zoning ordinance were applied, would this still be eligible at this height, or is it good as is? Or will this be excessive compared to what our new zoning ordinance would allow?
My understanding of the new zoning ordinance, Chair and Commissioners, is that the only difference is that you take your measurements from original grade, which I don't believe is changing. So it's currently a parking lot, and I don't know that the finished floor is going to be much different than the grade of the parking lot. So they're not, there's not a large amount of fill that's going to come in and change the finished floor.
There's an additional calculation which had been done heretofore based on certain kinds of averaging that's now being re-reviewed, so I'm not sure. I hope that it would be in conformance with our new zoning, and it's, I guess we won't have an answer to that, and because they're not subject to it, it really doesn't matter. On page 5, well, let me talk about the parking lot. There's going to be parking spaces that are being removed in order for the building to be sited. Is that correct?
Chair and Commissioners, that's correct.
Do you know how many parking spaces will be lost as a result of that?
I don't have those figures in front of me. I do know that the only modification that was requested for on the original entitlement was for placing a few parking spaces within the side and front setbacks. So I would have to assume that the findings otherwise for number of parking spaces were made at the time the development plan was approved.
Is there reciprocal parking with the property to the east already being established?
I don't.
So is this a continuation of that, or is this something new to make up for the new parking spaces and the lost parking spaces that will be required?
Chair and Commissioners, I don't believe there's reciprocal parking. I believe there's only reciprocal access between the two properties, the front and back. So that would be, there's a parcel line here.
Mm-hmm.
So the front property where this project is going is here, and then there's a separate property back here. This is actually also a lot line as well.
You know, knowing that this is a medical and dental office building, is I'm just wondering if there's ease of access from reciprocal parking that's on the other side of a building to this center. It just doesn't look like, for people who might have conditions, the best place to be placing reciprocal parking when the parking lot gets full, because parking's being taken away from what currently exists. Just wanted to bring that up. I'll just finish up here by saying one thing that I was really hopeful for is that as projects came forward, they would try and be cognizant and comply with the city's strategic energy plan and climate action plan. And so it's good to know that this is conforms to new Title 24, but there were a couple things that disturbed me, as this looks like a 2013 project versus a 2021 project in terms of what the future of Goleta needs to yield. One of them, it talked about bike racks. Is it there's only going to be 5 bike racks provided as part of the project? Is that correct?
I don't know exactly. I don't have those numbers. But again, the entitlement has not been proposed to change.
Okay, so. Well then, since you bring that up, I want to talk about the page 5 under review of conditions of approval. Condition 2, development plan condition 98. If the applicant requests a time extension, the project may be revised to include updated language to standard conditions and or may include revised additional conditions which reflect changed circumstances or additional identified project impacts. So I think that makes it clear that it is within the realm of our discussion to bring something like this up, particularly in terms of transportation demand management. So I think there's a lack of bike racks to start with. Number 2, I don't see any electric vehicle charging stations as part of this parking lot. And this was a major discussion that we spent a lot of time on, trying to figure out what's the right thing to do. And to have new projects come forward that aren't subject to this just seems like a gaping hole in what we're trying to accomplish. And we can correct that by adding conditions of approval. It talks about a transportation demand plan. And just the fact that it's within a half mile of a bus stop doesn't necessarily mean that's really going to solve all of the problems of increased traffic at Patterson and Hollister. So what I would like to ask the Planning Commission, and the last thing, and I'm not sure why this isn't included in the project, that's obviously a project decision. I don't see any photovoltaics as part of that, so it certainly doesn't fit in with what Goleta would hoped would come forward in our strategic energy plan and climate action plan. So I'll leave it at that for right now.
Okay. Any other questions from commissioners at this time? Any questions?
Questions, right?
Yeah, questions. We'll deliberate more sort of after we receive all.
Just a question. So has this been through final design review?
Chair and commissioners, yes.
Right. So it's not subject to further design review if we approve this, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I think I had one other one, but...
Okay, any other questions? Okay, I don't see any more questions. Anything else from staff?
No? I might just add, Chair and Commissioners, regarding the comment on TDM, transportation demand, there is an existing condition from the original approval from 2014 that discusses a TDM program. It's condition number 22, which is on big page 41. I always like to get a big page shout out in my presentations.
Thank you for doing that.
And it's condition number 22.
So, Madam Chair, I would like to just caution the Commission that your review is really limited here. So this is a time extension where the principal finding is good cause. And although the development plan condition does allow, as stated in the staff report, the project to include revised or updated language to standard conditions or revised or additional conditions which reflect changed circumstances, i.e. factual circumstances or additional identified project impacts, the task for the Commission is not to revisit the findings of approval for the project. So the ability to condition or adjust conditions here is very limited, and I just want to make sure that the Commission understands that.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah, so we got a few questions. I'll do Commissioner Maynard and then Commissioner Fuller.
So just to clarify what our authority is tonight, if we want to make a change per the language that you just read, it would have to be based on a change of circumstance. Is that correct?
Chair and Commissioner Maynard, per the condition language, it would have to be based on a change of factual circumstances or a change to identified project impacts. And then there's this reference to updated standard condition language, but we are not revisiting the findings of approval of the original project, or for that matter, revisiting the environmental review if there's not a basis to.
Commissioner Fuller.
Okay, just to maybe assist Commissioner Schuller here. Is there a precedent for granting extensions based on change of ownership? I'm seeing a head nodding over here, but...
Chair and Commissioners, I don't know whether we've granted time extensions for change of ownership. I mean, it's really a question of what good cause is,
right.
And good cause has typically been... interpreted very broadly.
Okay.
I don't know of specific examples. I think Ms. Prossy in the audience is nodding yes that change of ownership has been interpreted as good cause previously.
So that's what, I just want to clarify that there's been precedent in the past that we've granted extensions based on change of ownership. Okay. And then in the new zoning code, will PI also have a 35-foot height limitation? Yes, I'm here seeing a yes from Ms. Prossy. So, all right, so there's an answer for you, I think, on that height limitation. And so we're not revisiting the conditions of approval except where there may be an updated language. So I'm not going to ask if it would meet, if anything's changed with regards to the parking ratio on this property. I assume that when they approved it, it either met, but there was no modification for parking, so it would have met the zoning code at the time. So parking is per the zoning code. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from commissioners? No? Okay. Do we have comment or from the applicant? Sure. Please.
Thank you, Chair Smith. My name is Steve Fort. I'm with Suzanne Ellidge Planning and Permitting, and with me tonight is Scott Allen, who's with Cottage's Construction Division. Appreciate your consideration of the TEX tonight. Obviously, you have a light agenda, so we appreciate you coming out and getting a quorum here for the project review. Yes, there have been delays. The previous owner, Somera, You know, over the years, and since I got involved in the last couple of years, you know, they were considering potential revisions to the project. Who might their tenant be? How might they need to revise the project? They also had a, have a pretty burdensome schedule of development impact fees that they have to pay, and that was kind of weighing into how they wanted to their timing and what they were considering with doing with the project. So they do. So those are some of the things that, that I think caused Samara to delay, not being a Samara employee, but just kind of hearing it from them. That was my understanding, kind of based on the economics of the project. What are the fees going to be? When are we going to pay them? Potential tenants, and weighed some potential revisions. And then within the last year or so, they got involved and actually went ahead and sold it to Cottage. So that's where we are today. Cottage is taking the existing approved project, pushing forward. That's what they're intending to build. They've actually submitted at risk for building and grading permits before the end of the year. So that's what they're intending to build, is the originally approved project. What else did I want to hit on? Yes, they have to comply with the current Title 24. They do have the development impact fees that are based on the fee schedule in place when they pay the fees. So it's not an old fee schedule. It is a current fee schedule. I looked at the plans. There are provisions for eight bike parking spaces. And that's all I had for now. I just wanted to say we're here for questions and hope you will make the findings for approval, the CEQA findings and the TEX findings. And appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Fuller, did you have a question?
Yeah, not necessarily for the applicant, but, you know, so is there a cannon wheel serve letter from the Clutter Water District?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
They probably originally applied for it several years ago.
When there wasn't a water shortage,
updated.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
just
good
wanted,
with
I saw that
water
here
and sewer. Yep.
Wanted to make sure it was there. So
yep.
Thank you.
Commissioner Sheeler.
Let me please go back to this one more time. So I guess, would the applicant be willing to consider electric vehicle charging stations? And in your transportation demand management plan, it talks about posting flyers about the accessibility of bus stops close by, but would there be any consideration to reduce bus passes for staff, maybe a few more bike racks, installation of photovoltaics? It's just, you can see for us, I understand that this is the way it is laid out and it's kind of a fait accompli, but there's a lot of things that could be done to really enhance this project and make it more like we'd like to see Goleta in the future. And I know that's a decision that you're not forced to make and you don't have to make, but if you'd just please consider any of those things, I would appreciate it.
I could certainly explore amending the transportation plan for the bus passes and potentially more bike spaces. I don't think we have time to go back and process any changes on the site plan that would take any significant amount of time. In terms of the photovoltaics and the charging stations, again, my concern as the agent and the person helping them process this stuff would be changes to the plans that would cause delay or have to come back and have a new discretionary review or some sort of trigger for additional review time. And I haven't discussed photovoltaics or solar with my client. I guess where I'm leaning is perhaps if there's sort of a recommendation that we look at that and we go and I at least present that to my client. And if it's something they want to explore that can be processed potentially in a reasonable amount of time, I'm willing to take it back to them and ask them about it. But I am concerned about timing, starting a different review process, changing the project in some way that might affect the time extension and the need to get our permits and call for an inspection within a year here to keep it effectuated.
Do we have any other public comment at this time? Okay. Please come forward and state your name for the record.
Yeah. My name is Scott Allen. I'm a director of construction management for Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital. I do work here at Goleta as well as San Ynez, and I've been there for almost 17 years now. And also want to, as a resident of the city of Goleta, I want to thank you for all the time and energy you guys put in to make this a great city. So I want to say appreciate that. I live over by Winchester Canyon. This is an important project for us. We are pushing really hard. We pushed our architect very hard to finish this design and get that into the city. And we did so back in December. We chose to build this as it was originally approved because we wanted to make sure that this process was as flawless as possible. We didn't want to disrupt any of the items that were put in place back in 2013. And the urgency is there's a shortage of primary care physicians here in the region. And although our tenant log, who's going to be in there, is still undetermined right now, it is our goal to place primary care in this building and to help build that inventory here in not only Goleta but in the Santa Barbara area. The whole area is slowly depleting their physician population. So this became an opportunity for us, we saw that we were a little bit behind on this when it became available for us, and we decided to jump on it when we could. And with the help of Steve and his firm, and with you, the city of Goleta, to give us this extension, this would make it possible for us to go forward with that plan, is to try and build that inventory. And a lot of it is not only just personnel, but it is just physically where these physicians can practice. So this is an excellent opportunity to try and maintain that goal of providing a primary physician. It's something we push here at the hospital to all our employees. Get a primary physician. And it's hard to do that when there's not that many out there, or there's a wait list, waiting time for months in advance to just seek an appointment. So we're trying to address that with this structure. We thought this would be a great opportunity. So thank you for, like Steve said, thank you for the opportunity to look at this extension. And if you have any more questions, let us know. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, any other final questions from commissioners? Okay, we will go ahead and move to deliberation. Oh, and I will close, thank you, close the public hearing. Comments, input from commissioners? Motions, anything? Okay. Commissioner,
I just want to say, yeah, I agree. This is an opportunity for us to provide more services for residents in the city, and it's definitely a public benefit project in my eyes.
Commissioner Maynard.
I'll just note a couple of things. I support the recommendation to move forward with this project and to allow the time extension. I do think it's important for us to think about the precedents we're setting as we're thinking about time extensions. I would not have given a time extension for what I would call sort of business as usual practice. It was some discussion from the applicant about just internal decision-making processes that the Sansom was going through at the time, the previous owner had gone through. That is less pushing, less compelling to me. But I do think the change of ownership and the very modest request of only 1 year makes a lot of sense to me. And so with the change of ownership, that this is only 6 years in, so it's not, it hasn't been going on. This isn't a series of extensions that we've been seeing. It's just a 1 year modest extension for a change of ownership without any changes to the project. The current applicant, Cottage, has been moving forward very quickly with this and taking all due diligence to make this happen. So I think those are compelling reasons for me. I do note with the clarification from Director Imhoff that the changes that we can make would have to reflect a change in circumstances or additional project impacts, and I don't see those two changing. I am very excited about the things that Commissioner Sheeler highlighted in our new zoning ordinance of the additional electric vehicle charging, bicycle attributes, and support for alternative transportation. But I'm not sure that I see the change in circumstances that would be needed to be able to include that or push that right now, but would encourage and support the applicant to consider doing that on their own, but not as a requirement of the extension. Similarly, I'm very excited about the expansion of solar PV within our community, but I do note that in our zoning ordinance, this wouldn't have been a requirement with the new zoning ordinance to have solar on this building. So as much as I also, again, encourage the applicant to consider this as it's incredibly important for climate change and for our community, it's not something that I would feel comfortable requiring of this project when we haven't required of other projects.
Any other comments from commissioners? I would just note that I would concur with Commissioner Maynard's comments. Anything else? Is there a motion? Commissioner Fuller.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adopt a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, approving a one-year time extension for final development plan approved 12-091-DP for the Cottage Medical Office Building project located at 454 South Patterson Avenue, Goleta, California, APN 65080-041, case number 19-013-TEX.
Just a note, the APN changed in that.
Oh, sorry.
To
yes,
090.
065090-041.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. Any other final comment or deliberation? Mm-mm. I see none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Okay. The motion carries. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We will move now to our director's report.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Welcome back to this New Year 2020. I have several announcements. First, your tablet computers are ready, and Kim Dominguez will be reaching out to you in the next week. Those will allow you to get your packets electronically and read them electronically, so we encourage you to use them. Our next Planning Commission meeting on January 27th is canceled due to lack of items, so our next meeting will be February 10th, at which, among other things, we will select the chair and vice chair for the upcoming year. So that you're aware, on January 21st at the City Council meeting, we have three planning-related items. First, we have the continued new zoning ordinance discussion, and the Council is working through the remaining issues, and we hope that we will move through that fairly quickly. We also have the new accessory dwelling unit ordinance, which the Planning Commission previously recommended will be at the Council, as well as a general plan initiation to consider changes to conservation element 2.2, which deals with stream protection areas and setbacks. Next, I wanted to make the commission aware that in March, from March 4th through March 6th, the League of Cities is holding its annual Planning Commissioners Academy. There's a deadline of February 10th for the application. So we do have budget for that for commissioners who are interested in attending. I plan to attend myself if I'm able to, if my schedule allows it. It is in Sacramento this year. So please let Kim Dominguez know if you're interested, and we can help you make arrangements. And then finally, the office will be closed this coming Monday, January 20th, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So that concludes my report.
Commissioner Fuller.
Did you mention the Coastal Housing Conference?
I did not. That's coming up in May, so we have a little bit of time there, I think.
Oh, okay.
I would be interested in attending the Coastal Housing Conference if possible.
Good to know. Yeah, it's here in Santa Barbara, and it's very well worth attending.
Okay. Any other questions for the director? Okay. Thank you for that report. Any other planning commission comments? Commissioner Sheeler.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I would like to ask if it's possible or if we need concurrence from the Planning Commission to ask for it, to receive from the staff perhaps a briefing or an orientation on GLEDA's Climate Action Plan and Strategic Energy Plan. I think it's germane to the deliberations of the Planning Commission. I think it would improve our information base and what the City Council's vision is as we make land use decisions. So if there's any way that that could be done, I'd really appreciate that. And I think we would all benefit. And I think the public would benefit from hearing that as well. And then just the last thing, I know this may be further coming up. I don't know if you mentioned it, but the issue of level of service and vehicle miles traveled and how that's changing and how the city is looking to update that. That's further down. I know a report will be forthcoming. And whenever that information becomes available, if it could be shared with us, because that's going to be really important in our deliberations as well. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm happy to respond to both those points. First, we'd be very happy to bring back a report and update on the Climate Action Plan and our energy planning efforts. We, as you are aware, have seen very significant progress now with joining the Community Choice Energy Program in Monterey Bay, which we're very excited to see off the ground. So we agree that that is germane to your decision-making process, and we'd be happy to schedule a time to brief you on that. With regard to SB 743, in the change of CEQA thresholds to a vehicle miles traveled system. An item on actually on this council agenda on consent is the approval of a contract for the development of those new thresholds. So that's a process that's underway now. We will certainly have more information in the near future, and we can share that with you. I imagine that those thresholds will be coming to the Planning Commission anyway for consideration. There is a lot of technical undergirding and modeling that has to happen before we actually put those thresholds out. The thresholds also do have to be in place by the end of this fiscal year. So by July 1st, we have to have them in place. And there's a whole backstory to this and to the, I believe it was 2016 law, SB 743, that put them in place. It's been a long time in getting here, for not just for this jurisdiction, but all across the state, because of the technical complexity chiefly of the undertaking. But yes, you'll be hearing more about that in the near future.
Commissioner Fuller.
Did you say fiscal year? Fiscal year? I mean,
I said fiscal year. So by the
June 30th?
June 30th, correct.
We have to have these in place?
Yes.
And we're just now putting the funds out for the study?
We are just getting the contract
okay.
underway now.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Commissioner Maynard.
I'll just second the request from Commissioner Sheeler. I would also be interested in those topics.
Great. Okay. Any other commissioner comments? Okay, then I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion.
I second.
I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.